Leonard Williams, defensive end, University of Southern California.
Well, yeah, Southern Cal. When people hear that you're from Daytona Beach, they're surprised. How'd you get all the way out there?
Oh, what really got me to go out there was just Monty Kiffin, my recruiting coach, and Coach O. And then I really just wanted to go out there and play right away. You know, that was a big part of me choosing my college. And then I also just wanted to get away from friends and family just for a little while to focus on football.
Did you love Los Angeles?
Yeah, I did love it out there, actually. I was committed to Florida for a while, and then when I finally took my visit to USC, I decommitted from Florida. And just the feeling I had when I was out there, you know, just being with the team, being out in the city and the coaches and everything, it was just a good vibe.
As I stood there and watched your pro day, the thing that hit me the most is how well-prepared Southern Cal kids are for this pro day. I mean, it's almost as if that program is an extension of an NFL program, isn't it? They get you ready.
Yeah, definitely. That's why there's so many, a long line of history, you know, of guys going into the NFL. And I feel like even off the field, they prepare us really well for, like, this type of stuff, you know, like the media days and stuff like that. And just like you said, I think it's an extension of the NFL.
Are you having fun with this, or are you tired of the process and ready for it to end?
It's fun, but at the same time, you know, I feel like I'm speaking for myself and mostly everybody in this position right now that I'm pretty ready for it to be over, you know, just because, you know, I'm all over in different type of cities and living in hotels. And, you know, I never have not one set. When people ask me for my address, it's like I don't even have one because I'm just like all over the place. So I'm finally ready to just settle down.
What are your impressions so far of what's going on here in Jacksonville? I mean, obviously your family's right down the road. You know of this franchise, but it's been since you were in high school, since they had a winning season. What do you know from Gus and Dave and what you've seen?
I think just being here so far, I just I have a good vibe of, you know, just talking to the coaches. They seem to like me a lot, and, you know, I got to ask
Leonard,
them.
Everyone likes you a lot right now.
I mean, yeah, that's a good thing, but at the same time, I think it's good that I was able to ask them a few questions. You know, the biggest thing with me is, you know, they see me play a lot of different positions on film, and I like to ask the coaches on my visits to, you know, where do they see me fit in their schemes and stuff. And the D-line coach was telling me that, you know, three technique would probably be best just in attack mode.
You tell me, because I know that you know your strengths and weaknesses, and everyone's touting your strengths. What do you need to get better at to be your very best?
Something that you can always get better at is your hands, you know, no matter what. It's just, you know, big art and defensive line. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of things I need to work on that are, you know, small adjustments like staying low and, you know, coming out of my stance, you know, just getting off the ball and, you know, all those little details.
For a guy who has a lot of attention on him, you seem very humble. Where's that come from?
I'm not really sure. Just growing up in a big family, I guess. And, you know, we just never been that type of family. We just always knew to, you know, work hard and, you know, get what we worked for and stuff like that. And, I don't know. I've never just been the brag or boast type of guy. You just always try to get better.
Final thought. Are you the best player in this draft?
You know, like I said, it's hard for me to brag and boast about myself. But at the same time, I'm highly confident in myself. And I do believe that I'd probably be the safest pick in this draft.